You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. Let me ask all of you out there a question. Have you ever gotten something done to your body that you really, really wanted, but now many years later, you kind of either regret it or you just feel like, boy, I really wish I could get that removed or get gotten rid of? Well, believe it or not, that seems to be a whole new category to talk about in plastic surgery. And we really, for years, never really thought about it this way. But after being in practice for as many years as I am, which is going on to like 27 years, I noticed that even in my own patients that I may have done things to that they wanted to have done, as they changed their life around, as they get older, as things just change, they may decide it just doesn't fit them anymore. And this may be you. It just doesn't fit you anymore. It just makes it that you feel like, I need a change. I don't really want this anymore. So I wanted to give you a list of things that I've done over the years now where I really think this is actually a transformative type of a procedure in context where we're maybe, you know, using life-changing type ideas that you must rethink as you're getting older, as you start to like change careers or jobs, or as you just become, you know, a parent, a grandmother, a grandfather. Things that you may have once wanted may not be so appropriate anymore, or just may not fit you in your new stage of life. So I want to give you a list of some of the things. The first one that I think is probably most obvious, and I was just recently on TV talking about this, is removing breast implants. That's still a breast augmentation with saline implants or silicone gel breast implants still ranks as either the top one or two procedures in the United States. So it's still a very, very popular operation. But for some people that may have had them for going on 20 years, 25 years, what they once wanted, maybe in their 20s at this point, just doesn't serve them anymore. And I'll give you an example. We recently did a removal of breast implants in a woman that's had them for 22 years. She still looks phenomenally great. They didn't hurt her. They don't bother her from the standpoint of any pain or any kind of, you know, problems like that. But because she had four children since she got the breast implants, and each time she actually gained some breast tissue and a little bit of weight, she doesn't really feel like she needs them anymore, because at this point, if she looked like this or had this kind of breast of her own back in her 20s, she probably would never have gotten a breast augmentation to begin with. So at this point, it's kind of like she's decided she really doesn't need them anymore. And after breastfeeding four children, maybe at the same time, she would get a little bit of a breast lift. And similarly, this is what Christy Teigen was just talking about, John Legend's wife. They've had two children. She had these breast implants placed in her 20s. Now she's 34. She doesn't really feel like she needs them anymore. And one of the things that she talked about in an interview is similar, is that a lot of women lose some breast tissue as they get older or after pregnancies, but some women like her and like my patient I'm talking to you about actually gain some breast tissue and a little bit of fatty tissue in the breast area. So at this point, the breast implants are really not doing their thing for her anymore, and we take them out. Usually, it's a very straightforward procedure, and at the same time, we can do a little alteration to try to maybe make the nipple and areola look a more normal size if it over like grew or overstretched. And we can also put the nipple and areola back into a higher location so it actually gives the appearance that you've done a real formal breast lift, but in essence, we really didn't do a lot of cutting or any kind of things like that. So that's one of the things for you out there that are thinking about, maybe this is something I don't need anymore. Is it, you know, a procedure that can be done relatively easily? Can it be done and really honestly change up a lot for a lot of patients? We've had other patients that have come in to have them removed because they've had some issues with them. They may have felt that they have gotten hard over the years. They, after multiple pregnancies and breastfeeding, sometimes the capsule that you can form will squeeze down the implant and actually make them feel harder, and they're not as comfortable as they once were years ago. So that's another reason to have them removed. So going along with this same idea of what you once wanted, you may not want anymore. How about a gauge that you may have placed in your earlobe? Over my years of being in practice, I can tell you I've taken a lot of pleasure in being able to really alter the way a lot of these men and women have been able to transform their careers and their life because they at one point really got very involved in increasing the gauge or the size of their earlobes. And many of them, you know, would tell me, we just recently did a surgery like this, and I'm always fascinated to ask them, like, what was the motivation? What was the idea? And a lot of times it turns out to be that the crowd of people that they were running around with, the jobs that they may have had, may have lent itself almost in a rock and roll type of fashion to do something that may have distorted the earlobe. And after they grew up and got a little older, and now they're trying to go into corporate America, now they're trying to get other jobs, having those stretched out earlobes and having those very large holes is not the most appropriate thing. And if you're becoming a parent, if you're just changing your life around, that's one of the things that's very difficult to hide. If you get a bad haircut, if you have other things like that, maybe you can hide that a little bit. Even we'll get into this in a little later about tattoos, but something like this is very difficult to hide. And if you go to a plastic surgeon, they can generally do a really great job in reconstructing that earlobe. And it's a fascinating type of a procedure. And if you do take a look at the before and afters, you'll be very fascinated to see what once was such an enlarged earlobe can now be transformed into an earlobe that looks very, very natural, very normal. So let's talk about the third one, which is a tattoo. Now, a lot of people still get tattoos, and a lot of people that get them do put them in very hidden locations so that it means something to you. It means something to you that you had that tattoo, but you put it somewhere where it's really more for you than anyone else to see. But we have other patients that may have gotten, and this could be you that I'm talking about, that you may have gotten a name of your boyfriend or your girlfriend, and you no longer have that boyfriend or girlfriend, and you'd want to change it up. So there's a couple of options that a lot of people never really think about until they come in for a consultation. One of them naturally is to use a laser to remove the tattoo, which is obvious. And sometimes that'll take upwards to 4, 5, 6 sessions in order to completely remove it. But another option, which I'm telling you, it becomes almost like a light bulb went off on your head when you hear about this, is we can actually excise or cut out a portion of that tattoo or the whole tattoo if it's in a location that lends itself to that. So we recently did one on an arm. It was on the crease of the arm where you bend your arm in that elbow crease. And there was a tattoo there, and the person didn't want to have that tattoo any longer. But it kind of lent itself beautifully to excise it completely because now the scar or the remnant of where we cut that tattoo away from is literally resting right in the elbow crease. And it turns out to be like a really interesting way of just thinking about getting rid of it, because this way you don't have to go through any sessions of laser removals. You don't have to think about anything else, and you can actually get rid of it. We have another person that had one around their butt region, and believe it or not, because it was so close to the butt crease, we were actually able to do a butt lift and remove the tattoo from the where the location was. But by cutting away some of the skin in that location, we were able to make the butt look tighter and more lifted. And we naturally did it to the other butt cheek as well to make it symmetrical. So I guess what I'm trying to tell you is that we can actually sometimes turn one of these situations into a positive if you go in to see your plastic surgeon and talk about this. Another one that I wanted to just mention, which doesn't come up as often, but it's facial and body piercings. Over the years, we got a reputation in a good way of being able to fix belly buttons. But we were on a few television shows talking about umbilicoplasties. And it's a way of making the belly button look more youthful after maybe multiple pregnancies, after weight loss, after a bunch of different things. A lot of women over the years have come in to talk to me about the way their belly button just doesn't look like a normal belly button anymore. So we've started to do these umbilicoplasties or these belly button type of procedures. But sometimes superimposed upon this is the fact that there was a belly button ring or a piercing there that may have been the beginning of the end for the way the belly button looked so good at some point. So trying to get rid of that hole or that piercing in the belly button area seems to be relatively a straightforward thing. However, what happens if you actually have a facial piercing and you no longer want that hole there anymore? You may not even be wearing the ring or the bar in that location. That lends itself to another one of these procedures that you could do where we actually get rid of the hole itself. And in many ways, this is similar to ice pick scars that people, and you may be one of them out there too, that may have some acne scars from when you were younger and had some acne scarring that resulted in some ice pick type lesions or ice pick scars that are very, very difficult to get rid of, even with lasers and everything else, because they literally become almost like this invaginated amount of epidermis in the skin, and it becomes difficult to even sand those down. You actually have to get rid of those, similar to if you're doing a facial piercing removal. So I guess today's message was more about how transitioning from lifestyles or from places in your life to older places in your life, or to just changing the way you see yourself, don't hesitate to use your plastic surgeon as a sounding board to talk about some of these things, because very, very often, and I have to be very honest with you, these discussions come out after one of my patients may be coming in to talk about a different type of a procedure. For instance, the other day, and this is what kind of brought on this whole topic, someone came in to talk to me about a mini tummy tuck. And while we were talking about the mini tummy tuck, they happened to mention they have a tattoo on their ankle of someone that they really don't want to have a tattoo of their name any longer. Can we do something about that? And I think sometimes, and this again may be you, you almost have to use breaking the ice or just getting that uncomfortable discussion out. And one of the first ways to do it is to talk about a different kind of a procedure that you would like to have. Oh, and by the way, at the same time, while you're there doing my mini tummy tuck, could you take a look at this tattoo or this something that I always wanted to get removed, but I just never found the time to do it? So just use the plastic surgeon as a resource to maybe sit down, talk to them about some of the issues that you may be feeling that you'd want to change up. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. I'll be speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.